Well, from bunnies to dogs, humans have about 5 million scent receptors in their noses, dogs about 220 million, which makes them great tools for detecting everything from explosives to drugs. Dogs are also excellent at smelling out other animals and plants, which is why they are now being used to help manage conservation areas. At a nature preserve near Milwaukee, a dog has joined the staff to sniff out a couple of species. One it hopes to get rid of, the other it wants to protect. Susan Bentz from member station WUWM has the story.
One of those three little plants over there that's kind of sticking up individually.
Okay.
Kathy Hatch has been busy hiding several plants amidst tall grasses outside the Mequon Nature Preserve, about 20 miles northwest of Milwaukee.
The stuff the bees, clover.
Oh, the clover.
So it's at the very edge of the clover, okay. That way.
Hatch spends 2 days a week teaching Tilia, a year-old chocolate lab, the art of sniffing out specific scents. Hatch says the training leaves Tilia exhausted. So is Corey Gritzmacher with Mequon Nature Preserve. Hatch is also training him so he can work with Tilia as her handler.
There's many days I go home after training my brain hurts a little bit because it's not just trying to figure out the dog to go sniff out in the weeds and find a plant. There's definitely a science behind it, without a doubt. Let's put her up over here.
Tilia, wearing her official blue work vest, romps off onto the Nature Preserve grounds with Gritzmacher in tow. Hatch closely watches the team at work.
So he's going to pick any spot and just start her, and then he's going to watch the way her nose goes, the way her head turns, and he's going to follow the dog, moving in a way that supports the dog but doesn't help the dog.
What Tilia is being trained to find, but not touch, is an invasive species called wild parsnip. It's a nasty plant. Not only does it spread and crowd out native species, but its sap, if touched by animal or human, can cause serious burns. Tilia bounds off in a new direction and sniffs out one of the parsnip plants Hatch has hidden. This time, the dog responds exactly as she was trained.
They put their nose near it, and then they will stay in one place and look for the handler. See how she did that? Yep, so they're waiting for their cookie or their toy reward, but the handler has to check out, did you really get it? Is that what we're looking for? Oh, good job.
Dogs are good at finding invasive species because their sniffing power far surpasses mere humans' ability to see where the plants are popping up. Then people can remove them. Hatch says one day Corey Gritzmacher will be able to remove the leash and Tilia will stay on task, for instance, even if she sees a deer.
She will be so focused on her target odor that she will acknowledge there's a deer there, but not care because I'm working for other salamanders or wild parsnip.
Yes, Hatch said salamander. Mequon Nature Preserve wants salamanders to thrive here. Over the last few years, the preserve has been transferring two native species, blue-spotted and eastern tiger, from nearby healthy populations, hoping they will thrive on the preserve property. Handler Corey Gritzmacher says Tilia is learning to sniff out signs the salamander population are taking hold.
So this is where the dog's going to speed things up and expedite things for us and help us out.
Trainer Kathy Hatch says Tilia's sniffing potential is boundless.
If it has an odor, the dog can be trained on it.
After her 20-minute workout, Tilia heads back indoors to chill. Hatch calls that a valuable component of her training.
It's called latent learning. And so while she's resting, she's actually processing everything that went down out there.
Tilia will also enjoy time away from the job. She'll spend nights and weekends with the Nature Preserve's director and her family. Tilia may be Wisconsin's first on-staff conservation dog, but Pete Copolillo predicts she won't be the last. He heads Working Dogs for Conservation, a Montana-based organization.
I think they're out ahead of the curve. I think in 10 years' time, virtually every nature preserve, every federal agency, state land management agencies, they'll have their own dog teams because they're so cost-effective and they're so good at what they do.
And Copolillo adds, dogs are the perfect outreach tool. A friendly pooch sniffing out an invasive plant draws far more oohs and ahs than a human any day. For Here and Now, I'm Susan Bentz.